The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Thursday, the 2nd of July. In your Squiz today, arrests are made in Hong Kong, downplaying a second coronavirus wave, 14 metric tons of amphetamines, and Dame Judi Dench does TikTok. This is your Squiz today. Claire, police in Hong Kong have made their first arrests under a controversial new security law imposed on Hong Kongers by China's central government. We spoke about this law yesterday. It's been dubbed an anti-protest law. And to put it plainly, if you're taking part in pro-independence activities in any way, you're in violation of this new law.
That's right. And 9 people have been arrested since yesterday afternoon. More than 300 people have been detained. The first person to be arrested under the law was a man carrying a Hong Kong independence flag. It was a development that was marked by Hong Kong's police on Twitter.
And speaking of marked, yesterday marked 23 years since Hong Kong was handed over from the British to China with an agreement that Hong Kong would operate under a one country, two systems framework that's designed to ensure Hong Kong would have a high degree of autonomy. Many are saying that this law effectively ends this agreement. How's the world responded?
Everyone was really looking to the UK for their reaction, given it was their territory that they handed to the Chinese. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson overnight has said that 3 million Hong Kongers will be offered a chance to settle in the UK and that they can apply for citizenship. He also says that China's law breaches that joint declaration that they made back in 1985 that was meant to guarantee Hong Kong's autonomy and also the people who live there, their rights and freedoms for at least 50 years. The US, the European Union, Australia, plenty of others have also accused China of breaching that agreement. China's response has been quite literally, what's this got to do with you?
Interesting. On its side is Cuba, which led a statement by 53 countries supporting China's right to safeguard its national security. Back here, and Victoria yesterday recorded 73 new cases of COVID-19. That's the biggest single day increase in community transmission since the start of the pandemic here in Australia. But our acting chief medical officer, Paul Kelly, has downplayed fears of a second wave, Claire.
He said to media yesterday, you know, we're getting into the semantics of things about whether it's a second wave or a second peak or whether it's a second anything at all. But what he says is that there will be clusters of cases, that the key is to getting onto it hard and early. And that's what's happening in Melbourne, he says.
Still on coronavirus, the US has been criticised for buying up the drug remdesivir, a treatment for COVID-19.
Tests have shown that that drug cuts patients' recovery time. No known results, though, about whether it actually saves lives in those really dire stages of someone having coronavirus. But defenders of that move from America say that it's important to remember that they have the most cases and deaths in the world.
And on another drug-related story, though not to do with coronavirus, Islamic State, Claire, has been accused of manufacturing and shipping 14 metric tons of amphetamines.
Those drugs have been picked up in Italy, and it's said to be the largest drug haul in the world in history. All of it took up 3 shipping containers, 84 million pills said to have the market value of 1.6 billion Australian dollars.
Not a small amount of money. A $19 million settlement has been negotiated for Harvey Weinstein's accusers. However, lawyers representing 6 of Weinstein's accused victims say the deal is a complete sellout, as it doesn't require him to accept responsibility for his actions or pay out of his own pocket.
No, and of course, there's quite a few lawsuits still going around the Harvey Weinstein case and accusations of sexual misconduct on his part. That lawsuit has been going on for a long time, and there have been issues, of course, around exactly what accountability would look like. So it wasn't particularly surprising that the victims that are included in that lawsuit were disappointed by that result, even if it does give them access to compensation.
Harvey Weinstein's currently serving 23 years in prison, and he still faces, as you say, further sexual assault charges in Los Angeles, all of which he denies. It's a new month, Claire, which means a new set of property data. How are property prices? Up or down?
Down across the country, looks like home prices have fallen by 0.7%. It's a bit milder than people were expecting. And when you back it into the May result, it's certainly a lot more mild than analysts were thinking we were heading towards. But there is some choppy waters ahead. And that's because when we get to government stimulus packages being taken away and also the banks removing that allowance to defer your mortgage repayments, things could get a bit tough later in the year.
And scientists may have just discovered a quick and easy solution for those of us with poor eyesight.
Stare into a red light, and not just any old red light.
Yeah.
Kind of productive. But it has to be set to a very specific wavelength. And what researchers have found that if you do that, it stimulates the mitochondria, which is sort of like the battery in your cells. And that generate some really good results in terms of getting vision back, and also could have other applications, they think, for diseases like Parkinson's disease and diabetes.
The scramble every morning to find my glasses in the dark is very real, so this is an encouraging one for me, and I'm sure many others listening. A message now from our podcast partner, Australian Mushrooms. There are plenty of health benefits to adding mushrooms to your diet, and then there's the convenience factor. Not only are mushrooms in season all year round, they last at least a week when they're stored in a brown paper bag in the fridge. So add some to your trolley next time you're at the shops, then head to australianmushrooms.com.au/recipes. You'll find heaps of new recipes to try out. For example, celebrity chef Miguel has a fungi chicken pie, which sounds delicious. A link direct to his suggestion is in your episode notes. Finally, Claire, Judi Dench is 85 years old, but she's not afraid to embrace new social media platforms.
Not at all. And particularly when you get into this coronavirus era, she has been quite a feature of her grandson's TikTok account. Sam Williams is his name. And she's been dancing. She's been a bit of a smart ass when she's been cutting in on his jokes. It's been quite a spectacle. But yeah, in an interview, she says that it really saved her life, that it was part of her being able to get through this period of time.
And express herself, I imagine, as an actress. She'd be quite enjoying that.
Indeed. Always likes stage, these actors.
They sure do. Another person who doesn't mind a stage is Donald Trump, with the presidential election coming up in November. This week on Squeeze Shortcuts, we take a look at a young Donald Trump, his family, his business and showbiz career, and of course his politics. Last week we tackled Joe Biden. It's only fair that we have a look at Donald Trump this week. You can find that by searching for Squeeze Shortcuts in your preferred podcast app or via the link in your episode notes. The subject line of our Squeeze Today email each day is a song lyric that relates to a news item. What have you got?
Today I've gone for the Bee Gees, "You Should Be Dancing, Yeah." And that goes to our Squeeze sayings this morning. If you're in Queensland and you're thinking about heading to the disco, you can do that from this weekend, but you need to stay seated.
Do people still call them discos?
I think they do. That's what I'm going with.
You have to stay. That's not the point of the story. The point is that you have to stay seated. So how does that work?
Well, exactly. And that's what social media has been cracking up over for the last few days.
There you go. You can dance seated. It's been done before.
Oh, lots of videos. Yeah, they're being shared.
Thank you for tuning into the Squeeze Today podcast. If you find it a good way to get information each morning, we'd love it if you could spread the word, tell your mates, your family, tell people at the disco if that's where you're going on the weekend. Enjoy your Thursday and we'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.